Hi everyone, thanks for coming out on the last early morning session of APHA. So I want to acknowledge my co-authors who are all at RAND or at CMS. So Rebecca Collins, Mark Elliott, Ann Haas, and Sally Gold. I also have no relationships to disclose in the disclosure statement, which is that I have no following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation in the last 12 months. Okay, so what I want to talk about is patient experience. So I and my colleagues do a bunch of work with patient-reported measures of their experience with their health care providers and their health insurers. So we work with one of the family of what are called CAHPS surveys, consumer assessments of their health care. See some people nodding, healthcare providers and resources. And so we really are looking at what are patients saying about the experience that they get. And CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, I think are ahead of the curve in terms of holding providers accountable, holding insurers and providers accountable for this aspect of the quality of care that people receive. So patient experience measures address some dimensions of health care quality that patients are really in the best position to assess. So I often use the example of doctor communication, where it's only the patient who really can tell you, did the doctor talk to you in a way that was respectful and that you could understand, right? So there are a variety of measures that I'm going to talk about in this particular study. And there's some that are domain specific, so like doctor communication, care coordination, that's a fairly new one. Getting care quickly, getting needed care. So those are composites of multiple items that people are answering. And then there's this overall patient experience. So it's one of these, if you had to rate your care on a scale from 0 to 10 in terms of the quality of the care that you received over the last 6 months, how would you rate it? Okay, so those are the kinds of measures. So this kind of stuff is increasingly publicly reported, which both can potentially affect patients, although there's not a lot of evidence that patients are looking any of that stuff up. But it can affect market share, and partly it can affect market share because insurers will decide to only contract with providers that have higher ratings. It also is increasingly used in pay-for-performance schemes. So those are things that tend to motivate providers and insurers to care about what the patient experience outcomes are that they're getting. So because of that, the patient experience measures can be a target for quality improvement efforts. And by providers and health systems, by health insurance carriers, and for those quality improvement efforts, they want to know how can they target those improvement efforts to have the biggest improvement in their scores. And that's the motivation for this. So I'm going to be looking at the Medicare population, so those who are either 65 and older or those who are legally disabled in the U.S. So this is a more medically vulnerable population overall. And CMS does provide oversight for their care. It's actually up to now about 32%, 33% of Medicare beneficiaries who enrolled in Medicare Advantage, which is the private managed care version of Medicare, versus fee-for-service Medicare, which just works through CMS. The other one works through a private insurer, either for-profit or not-for-profit. So in this setting, patient experience is publicly reported for plans. So Medicare Advantage plans and for fee-for-service at the state level. Patient experience measures are publicly reported, and they are used in pay-for-performance for Medicare Advantage plans, increasingly so. Okay, that's all there. So what we're looking at is trying to see what are the key drivers? What are the things in the specific patient experience measures that are most predictive, most correlated with the overall experience? Because if providers are trying to see, if I want to improve this situation, what are the specific areas of people's experience that I need to work on, that we need to improve in order to improve quality overall? Okay? And what we wanted to look at is, are those drivers the same for all different demographic groups that we may be interested in? There's been some prior research, both in Europe and in the U.S., which has suggested that doctor communication tends to be one of the strongest predictors, okay, for instance. So that's sort of our hypothesis, is that we may have different drivers that matter more to different groups of people. So the data we're going to use is 2013 Medicare CAHPS data. It's a nationally representative sample. This is a congressionally mandated survey of almost 500,000 folks a year. So here we're looking at here I'm restricting to those who are 65 and older. So the compliment to the prior speaker, I'm looking just at folks who are 65 and older, some of whom may also be legally disabled, but they qualify through being 65 or older. I restrict to those who are living in the 50 states and DC. And among this group, I do want to alert people that the response rate is a little bit below 50%. Okay, so that's a key limitation of what I'm gonna show. So the different groups that we're looking at are groups defined by race, ethnicity, and language. So race is self-reported on the survey, so that's what we're using. People can report as many categories as they would like, and so we create a version where we look at non-Hispanic whites. Well, the categories for race are white, black, Asian, Native American, and then we group into multiracial or not reporting. People self-report their ethnicity as Latino or not. And we also have, this is not self-reported, but we have in our administrative records the language in which the survey was completed. So either an on-paper survey, so there's English, Spanish, and Chinese versions of the paper survey, or over the phone, those are the languages available when people have a phone response, the phone mode. So we rearrange these categories into four mutually exclusive groups. The reference group is non-Hispanic white, and then we have Hispanic who completed in Spanish, Hispanic who completed in English, non-Hispanic black, and non-Hispanic Asian. So those are the largest groups that we can get significant results for. So the main measures that I'm looking at, again, is a 0 to 10 rating of all healthcare in the prior 6 months, compared to as they're predicted by these composites. So doctor communication, that's our hypothesis, is that it's been suggested that that is the most important for everyone, okay? Compared to getting needed care, getting care quickly, customer service, and care coordination. And in parentheses are the number of individual items that go into those composites. There's been quite a bit of work for this CAP survey, as with all CAP surveys, looking at the psychometric properties of these measures, and they hold together quite well. Happy to give folks references. Okay, so we ran some analyses. The outcome was this overall patient experience on the 0 to 10 scale. The predictors of interest are interactions between those race, ethnic, language categories and the specific types of care. We have other covariates that we're controlling for here, age, education, self-reported health, Medicaid eligibility, so we do account for people who are duly eligible for both. Which MA plan you were in, which Medicare Advantage plan, and health referral region. So we're accounting for, there are lots of geographic differences in patient experience measures. For instance, New Yorkers tend to give lower ratings. Anybody surprised? Okay. So we did want to try to account for some geographic differences there. I come from the area, I'm allowed. That's okay. So we used a weighted multivariate regression, where the weights are non-response weights and sampling weights to deal with, and we have pretty good data to create those, but again, we have to consider the limitations. The main test that we care about was, we have one global test, which is of all those interaction terms for the five composite specific types of patient experience measures by the four race ethnic groups. So basically saying, is there anything going on here, right? Is there any evidence that there are differences in which of these specific features of care matter to different groups? So that's our first test. This doesn't seem like there's any evidence, and I probably wouldn't be giving you this talk if the answer wasn't yes, there is some evidence. And then after that, we look at the joint tests for each specific feature. So those are the kinds of results I'm gonna show. So this is just our sample and population sizes. So for this 65 plus, the non-Hispanic whites are 80% of the population. This is changing quickly. If you look within the different age tiers of the 65 plus, this distribution is changing very rapidly. Okay, so this is over all of it for this particular year. So in this particular year, we have 80% are non-Hispanic white, and we have 5% plus another percent who are Latino answering in either English or Spanish. Non-Hispanic, black, and Asian. The Chinese language survey is still not used very much. It's pretty much specific to two contracts in California that have mostly it's Chinese in particular among all Asian groups. And so we can't pull out the Chinese language survey effect from those particular plans. So that's why we don't address that. Okay, so here are the main model results. So that overall joint test was highly significant. And the joint test p-values I'm going to move over here. I think you can probably still hear me. So these two ones, getting needed care and customer service, we didn't see any evidence that there were different, that those were differently predictive for overall self-rated health. But for the other three, we do see evidence that how much these things matter, how much they are drivers. So coordination of care, getting care quickly, doctor communication, how much those things are a driver of what people say their overall healthcare experience was, does differ significantly across these different groups. So in particular, we have three groups here, so Hispanic, Spanish, non-Hispanic, Black, and non-Hispanic Asian, who have a different how much doctor communication matters is different for them than for the reference group, non-Hispanic, white. And for all of those groups, how much it matters is smaller than for non-Hispanic, white. Getting care quickly, it made a significant difference for the Hispanic English group and the non-Hispanic Asian group. And again, getting care quickly matters less for them than for the other group. And for coordination of care, the one that pulled out is non-Hispanic Black, which is saying that coordination of care is more of a driver for the non-Hispanic Black population who are 65 and older than Medicare beneficiaries than it is for non-Hispanic Whites.
So that's what we can say with some statistical certainty. So this is showing that information in a different way.
So these are the two where we didn't see particular differences, and it suggests that between these, and so this is how much of a driver it was. So one of the things that I'll say in the summary is that if somebody's trying to focus their quality improvement efforts, they might want to focus on access issues, getting needed care, because that is pretty universally important across all of the different groups. Whereas if we look at doctor communication, which has been most of what's been focused on so far, if you want to improve your overall quality, improve doctor communication, improve that communication. So it is about similarly important and very important to non-Hispanic whites and to English-preferring Latinos. For the other groups, it is not as nearly as important. It's not as much of a driver for them of their overall healthcare experience. And I think it's interesting to think about why, right? So we're looking at, you know, two of the groups that are very different are the Latinos who prefer Spanish for their survey language and Asian Pacific Islanders, who again, language may is more likely to be an issue, right? So why is doctor communication less of a driver? An interesting expectations issue. And again, it's quite mixed for some of the others.
So on to the summary. So for Medicare beneficiaries, we find that there are substantial differences in key drivers of overall patient experience based on self-reported race, ethnicity, and some information about language. So relative to the drivers that we find for non-Hispanic white beneficiaries, which are quite similar to what's been in the literature, we find that that doctor communication is less of a driver for Hispanic, Spanish, non-Hispanic black, and non-Hispanic Asian beneficiaries. Getting care quickly is less of a driver for Hispanic English and non-Hispanic Asian beneficiaries. And care coordination is a greater driver. It's a more important predictor of overall patient rating of experience for non-Hispanic black Medicare beneficiaries. So what are some conclusions or implications of this research? So I think this gives us some insights into the manner in which care is experienced by some of the largest racial, ethnic, and language groups in the Medicare population. So it suggests that tailoring quality improvement strategies based on patient mix for a particular provider, for a hospital, for a healthcare plan, may be beneficial. So as to consider, we want to improve the care and we want to think about the ways that people experience their care. What are the most important aspects for them in rating their experience with their care? And so we want to focus on those. Okay. Where it's not possible to do that, it suggests again that you might want to look at access issues as the main focus for quality improvement, because that'll provide the greatest improvement for the broadest set of patients. So that's different from what's been recommended before, which is to focus on doctor communication. There are a number of limitations. The data are cross-sectional, observational, and thus causal relationships cannot be established here. Response rates were moderate, and it's unknown whether the same associations would hold for the non-respondents. Okay. They may not generalize to other groups. I'm sorry about that last one. This is funded by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, but do not reflect in any way their them. And their opinions. Yes.
So that was quite interesting about the patient or communication doctor. Did you guys have any thoughts as to why the two groups were that was left in the library?
Yeah. So it's interesting. We've been trying to think about whether there's some other data collection techniques we could use to try to understand it more. The concern is about expectations, right? Is that if the expectations are lower, then maybe people just, it's not that important because they aren't expecting it to be very good. We've tried to get additional information about the extent to which Spanish language, either translation or even better, people who are fluent in Spanish are available at the provider level or at the plan level. And that's difficult to find. So we can try to look a little bit more about how long-standing the Latino community is. That's been predictive in some other studies. If it's more recent or a long-standing community, it tends to be that there are more services set up for that community. A particular mix of the country of origin for folks, the percent who are current immigrants versus, so all those things can play in. But we, our hypothesis is that it has to do with expectations. Yeah. Yes. No, we do. And the main issue there is sample size, and so we're underpowered to be able to detect any of these effects for that group. We do actually, we keep the data in the models. We have it all in there. We don't see anything significant, but we're also quite underpowered to be able to see it, which is disappointing, but it is disappointing. Recent changes in the methodology for collecting these surveys means that by plan anyway, we proportionally get much less information for the groups that are not non-Hispanic whites. And that's been a challenge for those of us who focus on disparities work in this data. Because the plans are required to collect the data now instead of CMS requiring the data, we can't oversample as much as we used to try to increase the numbers. So we would oversample groups that were not the majority group, which of course the majority group is changing, but we would oversample the other groups, and now we aren't able to because the plans have to pay for it, and so we can't have different requirements for the different plans. But it has been, I mean, our sample size are big, right? But still, it's a disappointment. It's a good question. I'll be interested actually in the new survey results. The response rates have dropped since the plans have taken over collecting the surveys. And they've dropped more for some survey vendors than for others. So it's possible that it's more of a plan survey vendor issue than it is a demographic group issue, but it is true that response rates have always been lower particularly among non-Hispanic Black and non-Hispanic and Hispanic people selected to be in the survey. And I don't know if that's increased, but it may have. Yes?
Has anything like this been done with younger patients, like Medicaid?
Not that I'm aware of in the US. I know that there's a fairly recent study, Paddington is the main author there, that was in England. It looked at all age groups because there isn't this distinction of health insurance among the different groups. So they looked at all age groups. I don't know how much their sample sizes were well powered to be able to look at different drivers.
Yeah. My clinical experience tells me that expectations are very different in younger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I mean, it's how consistent, how systematic the differences are among different groups. I think it would be very interesting to do there. I mean, I think it's one of the advantages with Medicare is that because there's oversight, we tend to get better data. But Medicaid in particular, it would be great to know. Yes. Do we have time?
Let's discuss
at the end.